Time then for us to turn our attention to Yolanda Kearney, Public Affairs Officer with the United States Embassy here in Kingston. Good morning, Yolanda. How are you?
Good morning. I'm just fine. Thank you for
good,
having me.
Good to have you on with us. And, of course, Diaka is with us. She's all smiles.
Hi, Yolanda.
Hi, honey. How are you?
No, Yolanda, I'm wondering, why would the United States Embassy tackle a project such as the one that Diaka has been engaging in?
Well, have you ever met Diaka?
Trust me, I don't think anybody who meets her can tell her no.
Well, the first thing is that when we were approached by Crayons Count, we absolutely loved the idea, but we had some sort of technical hurdles. The first is that the United States government supportive education is at the primary level through USAID, and we were talking about preschool education. So USAID was by regulation not able to participate. Peace Corps has education officers of various types at locations throughout the country. And then the public affairs section provides support at the tertiary level, mostly through projects like the Fulbright program. So our hurdle was to figure out how it is that we could support. So public affairs decided that we would look at the initial investment that we'd already made, that the U.S. government had already made through USAID. Mm-hmm. And it just made sense for us to shore up the kids that were going into primary education, and that meant really focusing on preschool education.
And that is great. And you should see, she's nodding. She's nodding and smiling. So I'm going to lower her to say her piece, though. Go ahead, Diaka.
Yolanda, because of your intervention, we have now started on teacher training, which we didn't start out doing. We did it in a first year because of what you were doing. You want to tell everybody a little bit about what your intervention was?
Absolutely. Well, everything that we try to do at the U.S. government is focused on sustainability. Mm-hmm. And so we knew that we had students that were going into U.S.-supported programs, that white students had all of the intellectual ability that they needed, but they really were just lacking preparation. And so what we said was, what if we help the teachers at the preschool level better understand how to prepare these kids for primary, what happens in grade one? So we asked Crayons Count to really just sort of broaden the scope of the project, allow us to initially start with the 70 or so schools that USAID was working with and train that first group of teachers and see what kind of response they got. If they got the kits and understood how to use everything in the kits, what kind of response did they get from the kids?
And what kind of results have you been getting? What has the experience taught you about the kinds of approach that we need to take in our education system? Because I'm broadening this discussion this morning.
Well, already we know that we have an uphill battle when we get people to understand the importance of the early formative years, the pre-literate years. All of that is a little bit difficult for people to understand. It's hard to grasp why it's important to have crayons, why kids need structured play, all of that happens particularly before they're literate. But now I hope that we're making some inroads in helping people understand that when kids are playing, there's a purpose to that play. Mm-hmm.
That is the way that is. It's by design. They were designed to play at that age. And as adults, we are charged with the responsibility of ensuring that we allow them the room and the scope to do so.
And that's how they learn.
Absolutely.
That's exactly it. And just helping people understand that it is not just aimless play. It's play, but all of that goes into their development. And we know, we have study after study that shows us that we need the kids to be able to do the activities that you would normally expect. They're doing more than babbling over there. They're doing more than just coloring. It really does lead to this kind of long-term cognitive development that they need if they're going to go on at grade four, at fifth and sixth form.
The fact that you're still working alongside Crayons Count means that you're very pleased with what it is that they have been able to accomplish. Does that mean that you're going to continue to work with them?
Well, and thank you for asking that question, because we're very proud of the next steps. And here, let me mention the other force of nature, and that is Pamela Bridgewater, who is so committed to education, has been everywhere that she's ever served as ambassador. Our next steps come in the form of, and I'll let Jack talk more about our broadened training. We're looking now beyond just those teachers that work with USAID-sponsored schools and looking at all of the schools that are part of Crayons Count, all of the recipients. So the U.S. government is very pleased to be able to bring in a trainer this summer who will be providing some very, very hands-on techniques geared to the materials in the kit. So this is not something that just sort of drops from the sky. This is materials that the schools already have, mm-hmm. how to use those materials more effectively.
Excuse me, I'm not dancing in studio.
She's actually dancing in studio.
I wish we had TV. Get some video. Yes, so that's what we're looking at. How then, we have these wonderful kits, we put them in the hands of teachers. Now let's talk about training them specifically to the kits and how the kids can move to the next level. Beyond that, I'm sorry, go on.
No, I was saying, and importantly, she's a specialist in play and hands-on learning.
Yes.
So the person who is coming is reinforcing the very message that the things that are not emphasized enough here is doing just exactly what she'll be doing.
Mm-hmm. And she was identified by and requested by our good friends at Crayons Count. So we were very, very pleased to be able to ask for her through the State Department, and it was the State Department that actually secured her services. So happy to have her in August.
I think we should ask Diaka, because Diaka, you know more about the schedule in terms of what time she comes, where it is that you're going to be having the workshops. You want to share that now, or are you still working on the finer details of that?
Well, we're working on the finer details on that, but I can tell you broadly. We're going to have a back to school event. Mm-hmm. So if you notice, back to school is done at primary and secondary and tertiary level. Nobody does back to school for early childhood. Mm-hmm. Because I'm not so sure, part of the problem which we were discussing earlier is that people don't see it as school.
Yes.
It's almost like daycare almost. Mm-hmm. So we want to get everybody in this mindset that, you know, this is back to school, energized, you know, here are new techniques. And so it's going to be at the end of August.
All right. She'll tell us more about that.
For 2 days.
You notice how guarded she's being in that response, Yolanda?
Because I know the press. If I open up, then you're going to ask me all of these details, which I have.
That's okay. But guess what? You will hear it first on Power 106
FM. Yes, you will.
Yolanda, any final words from you?
Just beyond that intervention, we're looking longer term at engaging education programs at the tertiary level. We know that we have lots of people who have studied, lots of Fulbright scholars. They've earned advanced degrees in the United States, many of them in education. And we have a commitment from our Fulbright alums to provide support for this program. So we're excited about that. We're looking at securing a Fulbright specialist. That's someone who comes into country for 2 to 6 weeks, looking at curriculum implementation around the kit, again, around the materials that are already existing, to provide those teachers that are going out for the first time in particular, those teachers in training, provide them with the skills that they need around the materials that already exist.
And you know what I'm excited about as I listen to you is the fact that this is the kind of holistic approach that you need to be taking. We're starting at the bottom and working our way towards the top. Yolanda, thank you so very much for sharing with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
A pleasure.
Thanks, Yolanda.
Yolanda Kearney, Public Affairs Officer at the United States Embassy.